Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Galatians chapter 5, verses 25 and 26. Since we are living by the Spirit, let us follow the Spirit's leading in every part of our lives. Let us not become conceited or provoke one another or be jealous of one another. Living in step with the Spirit sounds wonderful, doesn't it? Just imagine a life which is full of love, joy and peace, and all the other beautiful fruit of the Spirit. This must be life at its best. But as the Apostle Paul knew, the life of the Spirit has to be lived out in a world in which sin is still alive and well. I often hear people express disappointment about their church. They've found that there is a big gap between the pure life of the Spirit and the attitudes and actions of their Christian brothers and sisters. Paul was clearly well aware of this, and it's significant that he follows this challenge to live by the Spirit with a reminder that the Galatians needed to stop being conceited, provoking, or jealous. We cannot be sure what was in Paul's mind as he wrote these words, but he was likely concerned about those who had become conceited because they believed that they were more spiritual than others. Those who continued to obey the Jewish law strictly looked down on those who, like Paul, believed that all that was necessary was to have faith in Jesus. Tensions easily spring up in any community, and Paul knew how important it was to act before they became totally destructive. Paul had his feet firmly planted on the ground. He knew both how wonderful it was to live a life directed by the Spirit and, at the same time, how easily that life could be disrupted. We need to be alert in just the same way. So let me ask you a question. What are the challenges that you are facing as you seek to live in step with the Spirit? And now let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for the strength that you give to us day by day as we seek to live in step with the Spirit. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. Bless you.
My place in tech changes every day, but I don't fear the future because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Before the rush takes over, start your Christmas journey with Premier's Advent Moments interactive calendar. Open each door and step into the unfolding story of Jesus with daily challenges rooted in kindness and a verse that brings you closer to Bethlehem. You'll also receive short emails of encouragement to help you stay centered through Advent. Sign up at premier.org.uk/advent2025. Brought to you by Sat7 UK.